Ahead of Carlo's opening Division 3 clash with Leash this Sunday, I had the chance to sit down with Carlo star Cliona Ní Haoi on this week's Sportsbeat Extra. Here's that full uncut interview, including a chat about her victory at club level in the All-Ireland Intermediate Championship in December.
Sportsbeat Extra.
Beat 102-103.
Perfect. Well, I'm delighted to be joined with Cliona Ní Haoi, who the last time we actually spoke, you had been named in the junior team of the championship last year. And at that stage, we were only talking about how great it was to win, you know, the Carlo championship with your club. And then now, since then, you've gone on, you've won the All-Ireland, the Leinsters. You know, it must be completely insane to like be sitting here now and thinking back on that. Like, it was an unbelievable end of the year for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, thanks, William, for having me. Yeah, I know, thinking back, actually, I remember that interview. God, so much has happened since then. It feels like that was years ago. Yeah, it was surreal. Like, you know, it's one of those things that happens probably once in a lifetime. Like, and it kind of just keeps going and going. And you don't kind of know week on week. You have to like win your match to keep going. So you can't really plan anything. And it's just you're caught up in the whirlwind. And yeah, I suppose probably like it's been amazing, but it probably hasn't really sunk in for us all yet, kind of what we've done and like how special those memories will be forever. But it was absolutely surreal. Like, it's like amazing.
Yeah. I think I was, when the last time I was interviewing you, I was trying to remember it because I had definitely heard your name before and obviously would have been following along with the LGFA. But even outside of that, in sort of general conversation, I think one thing that came up, and it's actually quite poetic now that we're talking about it after what was probably a storm. You're no stranger to storms yourself, because I think one of probably the most viewed videos of you online is when Storm Kathleen was in full effect and you nearly scored from the halfway line in some game. I can't remember who it was against, but that it's a, you're kind of maybe just playing near storm season probably suits you better, does it?
I always used to joke last year, like I loved playing in the wet and the tough conditions. But I don't love playing in the wind. I feel like nobody does. But we played in some really tough conditions with Carlo last year, kind of in January, February. So yeah, probably back to that now. It's tough. Yeah, it's tough playing in like a strong wind, but it becomes kind of more of a tactical battle then. And yeah, that match, that was the league final last year with Carlo against Limerick. And I think I kicked the ball from the throw in and it almost went over the bar because the wind was so strong. But yeah, it's definitely different playing kind of winter football compared to summer football. But yeah, I enjoy playing in the wet and kind of sometimes not too windy, but yeah, it just makes it kind of more of an interesting game.
Yeah, you talk about obviously tough conditions, but the first match back for this season, and it's great that this is the first match, is against Leash. And, you know, tough conditions are one thing, but tough atmosphere and tough opposition is also going to be another part of that as well, but even more so with Leash, isn't it?
Yeah, so we probably haven't played Leash in a competitive match in a good few years, if ever. So yeah, they got relegated from Division 2 last year and we've obviously been promoted from Division 4. So it'll be a tough start to play one of the teams that kind of were in Division 2 last year. But if you have to play everybody, so it doesn't matter what order you play them in, it's, I suppose it gives us a focus for the first game. And, you know, we have to be kind of at our best from the very beginning. And like a league is, you have to give your all for every game and every game matters. So, yeah, it's close enough game. We don't have to travel too far. So, yeah, looking forward to getting going.
Yeah, and for you yourself, obviously, with this match, and you talk about it, obviously a team relegated from Division 2 down to 3, but like by no means does that mean that they'll be a walkover, because it means that they'll be at the upper echelon of Division 3 now. Is this a game that you're almost seeing, it'll be the barometer for how you'll kind of go on in Division 3 now for this year, or are you kind of just taking it slow at the beginning, kind of figuring out each opposition?
I think like we'll go for it as you would every game, and we have belief that we're good enough to be in, like, we won Division 4 last year, we're good enough to be in Division 3, so, you know, we should be up there. Like, I know they'll be in the upper half, I'm sure, of Division 3, because they were only relegated last year, but like that's no excuse for us. We've won Division 4, so, and we believe we're good enough to be in Division 3, which means we should be competitive with every team. So we're hoping for a good competitive match that we would hopefully get on the right side of.
Yeah. I mean, before we talk a bit more about, obviously, that upcoming inter-county season, you know, we have to talk about club level. I'd be remiss for not mentioning it, considering sort of the history that you set last year with winning that All-Ireland. First, to get, I mean, you yourself in that Leinster final, you were kind of leading the way, you got a goal for yourself, and alongside that, the team had a very hard-fought battle in that one as well. But to get to that All-Ireland final, when did you think the moment for you was that you were like, actually, we're going to do this, we're actually going to win this game here, and it's going to be completely and unbelievably historic for not only for your club, but for Carlow as a county?
It was hard to put my finger on it. Like we've been playing together for so long and had such like, confidence and like assured. We were very assured of ourselves. So, like, to be perfectly honest, I thought we were going to win it from probably the first 5, 10 minutes. It's probably hard to say that considering we weren't really winning the match, but you kind of have that belief. Kind of after the games we played like so many tough matches, and we'd really like dug deep in them, and different players had stood up. So, like, I was 100% sure that someone was going to stand up and we were going to win that match. And if we didn't, it would have very much been our own fault. But I was sure that we were better than them and that we had it in us to win. And like, I knew we could give another good performance. So, I suppose practically speaking, when we went 9 points up, so I think Sinead Hayden won us a penalty and I scored it, and we went 9 points up. So it's kind of like, we were definitely going to win. But in the first half, I was fairly sure we were going to win.
Yeah, actually, talk me through that penalty, because I remember you saying like that. Obviously, you'd be quite disciplined when it comes to penalties, but that one you kind of just went up and lashed. It was a kind of one of those situations you were like, "Just please get in the back of the net. Like, we need that cushion now."
Yeah, I suppose. Wasn't really sure where I was going to hit it, and then I just thought, oh sure, I'll go for power. So luckily it went in, but I had practiced them the Thursday night before, and I'd scored a few of them, so I was fairly confident. If I put a bit more power on them, that even if it was a bit closer to her, that it would go in. So thankfully that happened.
I know it's obviously probably a bit too early down the line to be thinking about it, but with a more recent sort of outing in Croke Park, I mean, last year, just missing out narrowly on that junior final, is that something that for this year you're kind of like, well, we need to really push on here now and go for even better stuff than we did last year? Like, that, this is kind of the main goal for you now, really, isn't it? Because you've achieved so much at club level already.
Yeah, it's been the main goal for a good few years, to get to the Junior All-Ireland final, to get to Croke Park with Carlow. Like, getting there with the club was not something I ever thought was going to happen. Like, I wouldn't have even considered it. So that was kind of just beyond dreams. Like, I didn't even like really didn't think that we'd I knew we'd have a good enough go at Leinster, but still, when it happens, it's like wow, like we're actually up there. We're a club from Carlow, and we can get to an All-Ireland final and beat like big names and big clubs. So from like much more established ladies football counties, like, so that was surreal. And yeah, like every year you kind of start out with Carlow, and the aim is to get to Croke Park and to get to the Junior All-Ireland final. So this year is no different. But we've a new management team and a good turnover of players. So hopefully that'll give us kind of new fresh perspective, because we've lost the last three All-Ireland semi-finals in a row, and a few of us have lost another one kind of few years before that. So it'll be nice to get some new faces in, and as I said, a fresh perspective, and hopefully try something new that might change the outcome.
Yeah, obviously you talk about the new fresh faces, and I'm not 100% sure on this myself, but maybe you'll be able to shed some light. I believe Rachel isn't on the panel again this year. She's gone off travelling, I believe it is, isn't it?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Rachel has gone travelling.
How big of a loss is that, do you think, for the Carlow team?
It's a very big loss. Like, as in the last time you had us on, she had just got on Team of the Championship, so she's was named in the 15 best players in the whole of the Junior Championship. So that kind of says for itself the caliber of player she is. And like, not only is she so skillful and talented, like, she's hardworking, and she brings a lot to a team, kind of more than just the football. So she's a huge loss. But she's gone traveling, and sometimes that's probably what's best for some people. And I'm sure we'll have her back, or she'll want to come back whenever she finishes her travels. But we've a good few new girls in, and some of the minors coming up have massive talent, and we'll get now an opportunity to get some minutes at a competitive level. So it's about a squad and a panel, and we definitely have some really good players in.
Yeah. And how have those newer players acclimated then? Has it been kind of, since they got on the pitch with you, they've been kind of, going at it like they've been playing forever, or has it been a bit of an adjustment, say, from going up from, say, minor or whatnot to the senior team?
Yeah, to be perfectly honest, a lot of us from the club haven't been back very long to be answering that question probably correctly. Like the All-Ireland final was on the 14th of December, and we're only at the 25th of January now. So I haven't seen probably enough of everyone. From what I can see, it's the exact same as always. Like a lot of the girls from other clubs in Carlow who've been at training kind of when we weren't there have been setting the standard as always, and have really like probably helped those girls adjust. And to me, they fit in seamlessly. But I can't say what happened in December when I wasn't there. But all I know is that they've been working hard and they're at a great standard at the minute. And the management team have got everybody up to speed. And luckily, then when we came back, everyone is at a great standard.
Yeah, I suppose I'll finish by bringing it back then to the Laois game. I mean, you mentioned it's been a few years since you actually played Laois, or if ever, but you know, this rivalry is kind of known between all the sports between Laois and Carlow, whether it's hurling, camogie, Gaelic football, ladies Gaelic football. Are you expecting sort of a bigger crowd than usual at a game like this on Sunday?
Yeah, hopefully, like it's less than an hour from Carlow, so we'd hope that, and we always had great support last year, and we always do. So hopefully, people will come out and support us again this year. And yeah, no doubt there'll be a big crowd from Laois. I'd say they'll be fairly confident going into it. So hopefully, we can cause a bit of an upset.
Absolutely. Well, Colleen, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me, and best of luck with the year and the rest of the season. I'm sure we'll be all watching with keen interest to see how you get on.
Thanks a million, and thanks a million for having me.